The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The Logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1958, the first communication satellite was launched, an experiment called Project SCORE. A project of the U.S. Advanced Research Projects Agency, or ARPA, SCORE could record four-minute audio messages transmitted from the ground and then relay them to another waiting ground station on command. In 1973, Soyuz 13 lifted off for a week-long stay in orbit. Much like the third crew of the American Skylab space station, which was in orbit at the same time, Soyuz 13's crew observed comet Kohoutek from orbit. In 1980, with the missions of Voyager 1 and 2 declared a success, NASA received approval to keep Voyager 2 online long enough to reach Uranus, a planet never before visited by a human spacecraft, and a planet Voyager wouldn't reach until 1986. Born on this day in 1934, cosmonaut Boris Volynov, who flew aboard two early Soyuz missions. Author Michael Moorcock was born in 1939, and director Steven Spielberg was born in 1946. U.S. Geological Survey volcanologist David Johnston was born on this day in 1949. He was killed when Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980 while he was observing it at close range. Victoria Pratt, star of such series as Cleopatra 2525 and Mutant X, was born in 1970. Soyuz cosmonaut Lev Diomin died on this day in 1998. Joseph Barbera, co-founder of animation studio Hanna-Barbera, died in 2006. In 1998, it was the end for one of the stars of Lex.
We have to do something.
I believe we are too late.
No!
Goodbye. Thank you. I had a good life with you guys. I did all right for a girl who grew up in a box.
You can't die. You can't.
I'll miss you.
Eva Haberman made her final appearance as Zev, opting to return to a career pace less grueling than weekly television. The new face of Zev would be revealed in the following episode. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now, the logbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.